When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Lunch with Leah, Season 2, Episode 17.
We're so delusional. It's like a major production here at CBS Studios in Los Angeles. Coming to live. Oh my gosh, there's so much to talk about. You know what? I always try to watch the clock and stay 30 minutes. I'm just going to keep rambling. If you tune out, you tune out. But you guys should email us or text us or message us and let us know if you think we're going too long or not long enough or if I should just talk all day. Well, I'm going to say hi from Little Black. Now, Fran, my friend, had a good idea that we should have a white, little white thing. So he shows up here, and I just keep forgetting to bring a little white scarf. But say hi, everybody. Hi.
Woof, woof.
He's not happy. He wants back there. All right, so here we go. Well, I don't know if you're watching the news this morning. If you're not, you need to tune in to CNN and MSNBC. But Jeff Flake just took Donald Trump and the Republican Congress to the woodshed. I think he made some very poignant, true statements. And, you know, the thing about him, people can complain, but he votes with the Republicans. So it's not that he's critical of their policies. He's critical of their behavior. And their lack of accountability. So I thought it was a brilliant speech. I think everyone should watch it and learn from it. But anyway, that was that. And today is day 16 or 17 of me having the flu. Actually, I feel like I might have turned the corner today. Yesterday, I think I slept a total of 18 hours. People said the flu is really nasty and it can turn bad. So if you're not feeling well, you probably should go to the doctor. I did take one round of antibiotics, one round of Tamiflu, and then I went to all the other stuff. So anyway, just letting you know, take it seriously. James just told me a couple of young people had died from it. I think when you start getting the sore throat, you really need to worry because that can go into strep throat pretty easily. Or if you have lung problems, I don't know. I'm going to go get the pneumonia shot and the flu shot after this round of it, and I'm not going to do that anymore. I was reading about the flu shot. I don't get the flu shot. And it says that the reason you get the flu shot isn't necessarily for that season because the strains are different. But every year that you get it, you're building immunity to some system, some flu strain. So you should, it's accumulative, so yeah. You should get it. Now, Roy gets it every year. Roy Jr. gets it every year, and they never get the flu. I don't get it, and I get some kind of an allergy slash flu thing, so I'm going to start getting it. So I think, I hate it, but, you know, gotta do it. So it was Martin Luther King Day yesterday. Oh, I loved watching that and listening to all of his quotes and the ceremony, and oh, my God, it was so ahead of his time, such a brilliant man. I have some of his quotes I'm going to share with you at the end of the show. They're some of my favorite ones. You know I love these quotes. Then the football game seemed to be a really big deal lately. So I don't really normally watch the football games. I used to. We used to have season tickets to the Dolphins, and Roy dragged me every Sunday for I can't tell you how many years. We had the best seats in the stadium. And when the contract was up and you had to renew it, it wasn't cheap. It was several thousand dollars a year. I was like, you know, if you want to renew it and find some guys that want to go with you or even some pretty girls that want to go with you, you renew it. But I put my time in. I paid my dues. I'm no longer newlywed. My time is up, and I don't want to go anymore. And if you want to watch it on TV. But anyway, I got sucked in because I was on Twitter when I was in bed sick with the flu. And everyone was tweeting about the Alabama. And, oh, it was such a big mistake, and how could you do that? And then 2 seconds later, they're tweeting like, oh, we won, it worked. So apparently, I found out later, they put in a rookie quarterback in the end, and he won the game. So good for him.
They did.
Good for him. And then the Vikings were playing, and they were screaming about about that on Twitter, and I didn't watch that either. But then it turns out I felt so bad. This rookie guy missed a tackle, and the Vikings scored in overtime, and it cost him the game. And the guys, they said the poor guy that missed a tackle fell to his knees and was literally crying, and was crying in the locker room. And, oh, it just broke my heart. I hate it when the game is on one person like that. You know, I just would rather it be a team screw up. Oh, that just killed me. I'm against football. I'm totally against it. It's go see that movie about the concussion with Mel Smith. Do your research, read it. I would never let my kid play it. I think it screws up their head. And O.J. Simpson's blaming that on why he was so erratic, even though he never admitted what he did. But now more and more people are coming out that they're having, you know, brain problems and mental problems and dementia problems and erratic behavior problems because of the damage that they got from football. So I wouldn't let my kid, thank God my kid, honestly, he doesn't like sports that much. He did do crew for 2 years and he didn't even love it, but it was looking to be on his college resume. It won't get him into Harvard, but it'll be impressive along with the piano lessons I make him take. Anyway, so I laid in bed and caught up on some shows. I watched the rest of The Center. Did you guys watch The Center? I don't know what it was on, and it was one of the networks with Jessica Biel. It was like a six-part series. It was pretty good. I caught up on that, and you know, I saw The Crown is back on again. Oh my God, if you didn't see The Crown, you got to watch it. I may watch it again. That was my favorite.
Great.
I mean, it's just my favorite. And now the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen, oh, that beautiful thing on her head, I'd wear it every day, the crown. She did an interview for one of the British stations, and she's talking about the crown jewels and how they hid them during the war with the Nazis and how they saved them and the art. And oh my God, I mean, I'm just so intrigued by it all. And I mentioned that Markle is cleaning up her princess act. She's going to start looking like a little princess. I'm happy to hear that. I don't know if I guys told you guys. I think I might have, but with this little cold flu thing I have going, I can't think straight. That's my latest excuse for being a dumb blonde. Speaking of which, did you see that one testify yesterday? Oh, my God. She gives blondes a bad name. That new Homeland Security girl. What's her name? Kristen something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She doesn't know if Norway's mostly white. Oh, please. I can't with these people.
Cory Booker got her, though.
Cory got her good. Cory Booker. If you haven't seen the clip of Cory Booker, go to YouTube and watch Cory Booker at the Senate meetings yesterday. Oh, my God. It was just so good. But anyway, so I did an interview with Candace Barr, who's on the UBS station, radio station. I don't know how you pull it up. I guess you go to USB/Candace Barr, B-A-R, and pull up the interview. It was really fun. I did that in Los Angeles. So that was that. So now let's get to the other stuff. The news! Well, did anybody notice that there was almost a nuclear alert? I mean, Trump didn't notice. He just finished his golf game. But I don't want to disturb it. I mean, I think he was at the 9th hole. He could have at least waited till the 17th hole. But anyway,
he wasn't at the shithole.
Yeah, the shithole. That's a good idea. That's what they should be calling the golf holes, the shitholes. There was quite confusion. No alarms sounded or blared directions. Where do we go now? How long do we have? How long would it take for a missile to arrive from North Korea? The U.S. is surely going to shoot it down, right? This is what people were putting on Twitter when they got an emergency alert. It came across their phone looking like this.
Oh, my God.
It said, now imagine you're just going through life and you get this emergency alert. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. I mean, people were looking for their kids and trying to figure out the best place to hide. So there is a link that you can go to that says what you should do in the event of something like that happening. Now, for me, what's interesting is the first conversation we've had of this in multi-years is since Trump's been ratcheting up the rhetoric with Little Rocket Man. We just need to calm it down. And, you know, then they criticize, well, people were criticizing Trump. He never even tweeted and said it's a false alarm or, you know, listen, I'm with you, you're going to be okay. He didn't do any of that. He just let it go. I'm thinking they didn't tell him till it was over because they were afraid he would overreact. I don't know. But anyway, he didn't leave the golf course. I can just tell you that. Didn't interrupt that golf game. It's a complicated thing.
It's
but
a big
yeah.
process.
But he played his entire golf game. He's 100 days of golf since he's been in office, 300 and something days. So remember all that if I was president, I would never see Turnberry. Yes. I would never see Bedminster. I would never see the golf course. I would just want to work for the American people. Now they've got a big semi-truck following him around the golf course to try to hide him from the press so he can pretend he doesn't play golf. Oh,
it's
my God, it's just hilarious. Now, this is also always interested me, that Malaysian airline flight 370 that just went missing. Remember?
Yes,
it was at 777, had hundreds of people on board, and it just disappeared off the radar. Roy's theory has always been that the pilot intentionally crashed the plane. It was some kind of a nut job or, you know, whatever. It was a political statement, whatever. They've never found it. Well, they're taking up the hunt again. A Houston-based exploration survey company called Ocean Infinity is going to deploy a fleet of unmanned submersibles to scour the area and look for the missing Boeing 777.
They're like a drone underwater.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, somewhere in the Indian Ocean, they think, and the Malaysian government's behind supporting them to do it, and they're offering a bounty for the plane.
Yeah, but they have to find it in 3 months or they don't get paid.
Oh, is that it?
It's like $10 or $20 million.
Well, the black box is already, no good anymore. I think they should extend those black boxes so that they last for weeks or months and not just a few days. But in any event.
You'd think the technology is there now.
Yeah. But speaking of, so there was pandemonium in Florida, as a casino boat carrying 50 people burst into flames. It was off the Tampa Shore. So you're on a casino boat. You're on a boat to go out to gamble on a ship. So you're, gambling waters. And there are 50 people on the boat. The boat catches on fire. The captain turns the boat around and gets it as close to the shore as he can so people can jump out and swim in the cold water. And it is cold water. And one person actually died. But, I mean, how scary is that? I mean, I just can't even believe it. It happened at 4:17 Eastern time. Apparently, it was an engine issue. 60-foot shuttle boat on its way to the cruise casino boat, 30 miles north of Tampa. And after the smoke, he started turning around, and people jumped out and started swimming to shore. Oh, my God.
It was the coldest night in, three or four years, too. But they said that he, by turning and going closer to the shore, that it saved a lot of people's lives.
Yeah. Well, and then one person died, but how horrible is that?
You got a lot of comments coming in.
Oh, what are the comments?
So you've got Nancy E. Carver says, "Hey, beautiful." Crystal says, "You look beautiful." They're all talking about how cutely little Black looks.
Of course he is.
Matthew McCauley says, "Sleep looks good on you."
Very nice. Maybe I should sleep more often. I do get plenty of sleep. Believe me, I'm not one of those people that sacrifice my sleep for much.
Lots of comments on your hair and how nice it looks.
It's awfully light blonde.
They love your red outfit today.
My red McQueen scarf, yes, with my Jason scarf holder.
Nancy Carver says the princess still needs a bigger diamond.
She does. I'll make a nice little locket. She can wear it right here. This is my original wedding ring right here. You can step it up.
And Fran Smith says the White House should have responded immediately and never did, and General Kelly should have done it. So
I don't know. General Kelly, I'm not so sure about him anymore since he got up and apologized for when Trump berated that black House of Republican woman. What was her name? That was just so embarrassing. Just cringe. Anyway, one of the biggest diamonds in history has been discovered in the mountain kingdom of Lesotho in South Africa. So since Jason is from South Africa, he has a new assignment. We're going to go get that diamond! Smuggle it out of there! Put it in your baseball cap!
In your black house.
It'll be discovered in my house. I don't know how you're going to get it out of there, but you better get creative, because if the Queen can hide her diamonds during the Nazi war, you can get that diamond over here and hide it through customs. 910 carats, the size of two golf balls.
Oh my God.
And it's at the Lesotho mine, a decolored type 2A diamond, which means it has very few or no nitrogen atoms, which means it's pretty clear. Yeah. There aren't a lot of internal flaws in it. The fifth biggest diamond ever. Where are the other five?
Well, you mean they're not in your closet?
Yeah, and that mine is famous for the size and quality of diamonds. It has the highest average selling price in the world, a 357-carat diamond sold for $19.3 million. Let me tell you something. 350-carat stone should have sold for a lot more than that. It was in 2015, but perhaps it wasn't uncut. Yeah. And you never know when you cut what you're going to get out of a diamond. Now, I am not for these black diamond, the black diamond market. I am not for people sacrificing their lives, but I am for a free market enterprise, and I am for wearing the bling. Would I compromise my standards for that ring? Oh, I'll think about it. Okay. Oh, now listen to this. Teachers and students in Puerto Rico jump for joy when the school finally gets electricity
great.
Back.
Oh, my this God. Morning.
You've got to go on ABC and look up, go on YouTube and look it up. It was so cute. All these kids were jumping and they were ringing bells and the teachers were applauding and everyone was screaming. They got their electricity back after 112 days since Hurricane Maria struck. We have work.
Yeah.
Beth, you can't see them behind the fabulous Greedo portrait of Leah Black, the fabulous me. But we have back over there another batch of tents. Every week we send tents to Puerto Rico. I mean, for $20, you can send a tent for a volunteer, for $40, for two people. For $100, you can get 6 to 8 people. And for $150, you can get one with a porch on it. So we're still sending tents down there. And I saw in the news the other day, some volunteers went to an area where people are still living in tents. And I thought, oh, I wonder if that's one of the tents we sent down there. Uh-huh. So when go to our website or go to our email at Leah Black, hello@leahblack.com, and we'll give you the information. But if you send the tent here, and shipping is free to get it here, we put your name on it, that it was donated by you, and we ship it to Puerto Rico, and we got the shipping covered through Gulf Global Empowerment, who has sent $40 million worth of goods to Puerto Rico since in the last period of time. In fact, when Haiti had that earthquake, they sent tons and tons and tons. So Michael Capone does that. He's been doing it for years and years and years.
And they can call us through the phone, which is linked to your profile on Instagram and Facebook.
You can call the office, 305-443-8980.
Yep.
Remember when Donald Trump gave out Lindsey Graham's cell number? Well, I'm giving out mine.
How long is it going to be before it starts ringing?
305-443-8980. If you have any questions about anything, this would be your go-to number. I love Colin Kaepernick, the guy that started the Take a Knee. Says he tweeted, tomorrow I'll be announcing the final $100,000 to complete my $1 million pledge. I'm excited to share this last round of donations with all of you. You can see all 31 donations I've made so far on Kaepernick7.com. So he's staying true to his $1 million pledge. So the guy took a knee in a stand of civil rights and people's rights and black people's rights and the abuse of the system. And he was criticized for it, lost his job over it, and he donated $1 million to causes that support underprivileged and kids in need and all sorts of things. Anyway, I love you, Colin Kaepernick. You're just amazing. So cute with that little afro hair. I like him. But I'm glad he's not my football. I'll see his mind. Say thank you later.
Yeah, they're saying Colin is a great person, Nancy says.
They should call him back. He should get a job back. He was with San Francisco, as liberal as California is. I cannot believe that they didn't let him go and bring him back. That's just terrible. Thank you, Trump, for affecting the economy in the football arena. Oh, my God. Oh, then there were scarves hung all over town in a really cold town. I forget the name of the town. And what happened is people were like, what are all these scarves hanging on the trees and in the bushes and everywhere? Some kids from an elementary school took a scarf to school, a warm winter scarf, and tied it outside on a tree or a bush or something, and they put a note on it. Some of them put notes and said, if you found this scarf, it's not lost, it's for you to help keep you warm, hoping that people that were cold and freezing and didn't have, warm clothes would like homeless people and people on the streets would find these scarves and help keep them warm. I thought that was a great random act of kindness, and that's what elementary kids should be learning to do. It's not all about greed and money grubbing.
We got Emily says hi from the UK. Emily from Leah Black, UK. Com.
Oh, hi.
And Ryan Holt wants to know, Leah, are you going to watch The Assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story tonight?
I am going to TiVo it. I don't know if I'll watch it. I've heard from people that are unhappy about it, and the family's not happy about it. But I've also heard other people that it's somewhat accurate, and I'm going to watch it. I used to go to that mansion. I used to have a membership there. After he died, they had a membership thing. And he had parties there, and we used to go. And I met a lot of interesting people that I'm still friends with today.
The first episode's great.
Oh, the first episode's great. So, let's see. Oh, listen to this. Rob News has a message for Bella Thorne. She was upset that the freeway closures from the deadly mudslides in Montecito prevented her from seeing her boyfriend's concert. So he tweeted out, Bella, I'm sorry if you were so inconvenienced. We will try to move out our dead much quicker. Because all these people are dying in the streets and in the mud. The houses are in the road. And she's all mad because she can't get to the boyfriend's concert.
That's awful.
Because 101 was closed down. And other celebrity gossip. Let's see. Michelle Williams responded to the combined $2 million donation from All in the Money World co-star Mark Wahlberg and the William Warren Agency for the Endeavor to Times Up Legal Defense Fund. So when Mark Wahlberg started getting criticism for being paid $1.5 million when Michelle got $1,000 for reshooting All in the Money in the World. Because they got rid of Kevin Spacey because of the sexual harassment claims and put in Christopher Plummer, who I think was a much better choice anyway. She didn't say anything. She didn't complain. Other people complained. She was very classy about it. And so Mark Wahlberg donated his $1.5 million to the cause, Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, which is to help women that have these problems and can't afford lawyers. And then the production company, or the agency, William Morris Agency, who represents both of them, I think, who negotiated his contract so he would get it and didn't fail to do that with hers. They donated $500,000, so that's $2 million. And she responded with a very gracious, I'm just so flattered and so honored, and thank you, and it's great for the cause. And she stood behind them, never criticized them. She's just one classy girl. Mm-hmm. Just very one good, classy, good elegant girl. Speaking of not so classy.
Crystal. I'm going to slaughter her name.
Yeah.
Crystal says, Bella embodies everything that's wrong with Hollywood. They just don't think before they speak. And it's so sad for the families that never got answers about their family members on that
flight. Oh, I know. That's terrible. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Nancy Carver says it was in her contract.
Anyway. So speaking of not as classy as Michelle, Tanya Harding, her publicist has resigned saying that goodbye, Tanya, because she requested that every reporter that asked her about her past be fined $25,000. Well, the whole point of you being relevant in the movie is about your past. What is wrong with people? I can't take it anymore. I feel sorry for her, but you really just so stupid.
Oh my God.
I can't. Oh, my God. So then, this was interesting. You know, what's her name? Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter, picked up a couple of hitchhikers. Who picks up hitchhikers in L.A.? Hello? And you don't have a security? I mean, although you're a Jackson and you don't even have security. I mean, I don't get it. Anyway. And one girl was pretty fucked up. I mean, I remember taking out a pair of my own socks and putting them on her and stopping her at a fast food place to get them dinner. So that's lovely. I mean, she picked up these hitchhikers. She tried to make them warm. She buys them dinner at fast food. Well, they robbed her and stole her debit card.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she goes on to say, this bitch fucking stole my debit card. Dude, I gave you guys a ride across L.A., and I did my very, very best to be the best Uber driver ever, and you stole my debit card.
That's awful.
Oh, Charlie Crist. Hey, Charlie, what are you running for? Oh, yes, I'll send you money. He's in the House of Representatives, and I'm sure he's got a fundraiser coming. My phone always lights up. I love Charlie, by the way. Now, in the low-hanging fruit gossip, oh, Lord, I watched Beverly Hills last night. Oh, my God, when Lisa Rinna picked up that wet one and started cleaning everything.
That's me.
I do that in every hotel. I do the phone. I do the TV. I do all the doors. And even the toilet seat I do. I rinse the tub out before I use it. When someone valets my car, I immediately get and pull up my wet one and go around the windshield, do the handles. I am so crazy like that. And when she did that, I was like, oh, my God, I'm not the only one. So thank you for making that normal. And then leave it up to Lisa Rinna, spilling the tea about an alleged lawsuit and assault charges on a pet charity boy about Ken. Now, I love Ken, so don't pick on Ken. Ken loves baby, and Ken's always been good to me, and Lisa Vanderpump's always been good to me. But it was in the paper. I mean, it was in the paper that he got in some spat, and there's some lawsuit. But leave it to Lisa Rinna to bring it up, and then I hear her say, well, I am going to talk about that. Those lips are made for talking, girl. You just keep on talking.
She's like Forrest Gump.
And then Dorit and Teddy are battling it out over Dorit being late for cocktails. Well, I'm going to tell you, I am Team Teddy on this one. She was 54 minutes late because they were supposed to be there at 4. At 4:30, she's not there. At 4:36, I think it is, she texts, and she's still 15 to 20 minutes away in traffic, which makes it 5, so that's an hour late. I'm with you. I'm not waiting on anybody for an hour. I won't wait on a restaurant for an hour. I won't wait on... If my kid's late an hour, he'll have to hitchhike it home because I'm not waiting an hour on somebody.
And then she tried to, like, change the time and tell everybody else that it was
4:30
to 5:30.
Yeah, she changed the time to 4:30. I'm surprised she didn't go back and find a text somewhere that said 4.
She went back and was showing the text, but she didn't show the first one.
I would show the 4 o'clock one, you know. But it's really petty, and it's not worth bickering over, but it's a of respect for other people's time. And I remember when we were filming here, we went to a photo shoot one day, and they said, you know, we have to have you out in the yard. It was on the Miami Beach by a certain time because of the sun. These girls came in late with their hair soaking wet with the extensions down to here, right? And then, of course, we had to wait on them for 4 and 5 hours to get their hair and makeup done. When I went in, 90% camera ready with the idea they would touch up my hair and makeup, which I don't even think they ever got to. I mean, it is just disrespectful and rude, and it's very self-absorbed and self-centered, and I get it. But you know what? If you don't know how to send a text while you're on the phone, carry two phones. I carried two phones for a year. So I just found out the other day I've been paying for my BlackBerry for the last 5 years and I haven't used it.
See, I was watching season two the other day, and you still had that gold BlackBerry.
I love
that was
BlackBerry.
The most awesome thing ever.
Where's my book? My book, Greg Harmon's why it was. I wrote that damn thing on the BlackBerry. But, well, I just found out the other day from Wanda, are you still using your BlackBerry? We're still paying for it. Like, you didn't know for 5 years I'm not using it? So I wonder how much that bill was.
That's a lot.
I could have bought more Teds.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. And then, in sad news, Bobby Zarin passed away. You guys remember him as Jill Zarin's husband on the Housewives of New York.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And I feel bad, and God bless him. And he was really a class act. He was a very classy guy. And he was always dressed perfect and always elegant and classy. But, you know, then there's been a lot of talk on social media about Bethany going all wired up with cameras following her to the funeral.
Yeah.
I will leave that to no comment.
I have to wait to see.
A Real Housewife, it doesn't matter what they said and how it comes out, Jason. They filmed a funeral.
I agree.
And that's everyone's free choice to do what they want. Real Housewives of Atlanta. NeNe shades Kim and Sheree. Well, she shades everybody. What's new about that? But Kim said that Candy and Todd are swingers and that Candy offered to lick her box.
Oh, my God.
Kim! Even if it's true, do you have to tell everything? That's too much information. You're kidding me. I just can't believe it.
Now, well, it spilled over onto Twitter.
Candy is denying it, and I've got the tweets here I'm going to show you in a minute. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then, you know, who do you believe, Candy or Kim? Well, I'm just curious. I mean, I don't believe. I'm a non-believer.
I think I'm more Candy side on this one.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah. Kim's been really confrontational this season. Like, she goes in, like, wanting to fight.
But, you know, she got into it with Kenya. She seems like her only big friend is Sheree. She was totally uncooperative with that woman, the psychic woman.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I mean, remember last year when Phaedra accused her of drugging the other one? And she said, you know, I like to have my fun, but I wouldn't go that far. She kind of left the door open that maybe she, and she does have that candy-coated sex line.
Well, she's been upfront about, like, that they have, you know.
No, I don't
like,
care.
That she's a big explorer.
Kim did have that rendezvous with another woman, if you remember. So who knows if you're drinking what went on. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't think she really needed to say it on national TV. Apparently, The Real Housewives of Auckland was canceled after one season. Did anybody watch it? I didn't even know it was on. You watched it?
Yeah.
You know what? Part of the problem with some of these shows is, I hate to say it, but I don't think they always get enough promotion. I didn't even know it was on.
Well, that was one of the ones Bravo actually showed in the U.S., and so they got...
Oh, here's the tweet right here. So Candy tweets out, I'm sick of these bitches lying on me. At Kim Zolciak, I've never wanted you or your box. And stop swearing on your kids while you're telling lies. You lying ass bitch. Somebody's really reaching for a permanent peach here. This is my house. You're just a visitor. And then there was a tweet that followed that Kim wrote.
Yes, she said.
That says, if anybody is lying, it's you at Candy. You and your husband are full-on swingers. Effing all kinds of girls, and you can never admit it. And EITCH, if it weren't for me, there would be no house. Remember, I built this house. Oh, now they're fighting over who made the Real Housewives of Atlanta a solid show. Oh, my God, I don't even have an opinion
NeNe
on that.
NeNe said that 2 weeks ago, that it was her. When her
and
Portia got into it.
It was her, and Kim thinks it was her. Yeah. And I don't know. Oh, Lord.
They're all the stars.
You know what? They all want to be the star. The funny thing about an ensemble cast, you're only as good as the weakest person on there. And it's an ensemble cast. I mean, like, there is no star. By the way, if you're a housewife, you're not a star. You're a personality. That's different. Star Elton John. Star Gaga. Personality reality TV. Low-hanging fruit. Get with the program, girls. Did you not get the memo? Have I not taught you anything? Oh, and then I was just going to mention on the Beverly Hills, I forgot to mention those Hermes dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God! $17,000 for the Hermes dishes from Durrett. I used to call her Dimwit, but now I'm liking Dimwit because I think she's good for the show.
Yeah.
Even though she's very controversial and very polarizing. A lot of people don't like her at all. I think she's really good for the show. I love all those hairdos and all the clothes. Her husband's hilarious. I think he's hilarious on there. And I mean, I kind of like her on this show. She's got smock. Apparently, Teresa visited Joe after several months in prison.
10 months.
And she was going to confront him with how much she resented him putting her in this situation and her not being with her mom before mom died for those 11 months. But then when she got there, she melted when he apologized and they're back together and everything is good. But I will say, she was talking to somebody, I can't remember who it was, it might have been Ziggy. And she's talking about missing her mom and that she hated the 11 months she wasn't with her. And I think it was Ziggy that pointed out, but you know what? Your mom had those 11 months with your girls that she wouldn't have had as much if you were there. So that was the bright side to it. So I thought that was a nice context to put it in. Anyway, that's that. Speaking of,
the reunion's tonight. On New Jersey.
The New Jersey reunion is tonight.
Yeah, it's part.
All right, little black. If you act up, you're going down. Oh my God! Was it the Golden Globes? Okay, I don't know who this little girl is. She's a cute little actress. I'm sure she's super talented, but she wears this. It's some big famous designer. I don't know who the designer is.
Deconstruction of
Queen.
I met Alexander McQueen, and you know I love his scarves. This is just ridiculous. It looks like toilet tissue. It looks like somebody did. You know when you threw toilet tissue at the house?
Yeah, it gets wet.
Look, somebody just threw toilet tissue. It's just ridiculous. It's terrible.
It looks like the morning after Halloween if someone rolled your house.
Jason's going to take the baby and baby. Jason's job is to babysit. He doesn't do anything but babysit. I do all the work around here. And then I looked at these other dresses from, I guess it's the Golden Globes. Okay, let's go to this one. I don't know who any of these starlets are. This is ridiculous. It looks like her dress is falling off and her robe is underneath it. Totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
This one is very nice and safe. Very cute, age appropriate. Nice and safe. And, elegant, but I think it's very matronly for this young girl. I think this is something an older person would wear to cover up a little bit more. But those are just my thoughts. And the hair, do you notice everybody's got the hair back and kind of slicked down? And the jewelry was a little more predominant this year. People were actually wearing jewelry again, finally. Quit pretending you're poor! By the way, you're borrowing the jewelry anyway. You're not. It's not really, most of you don't own it, like me. Could borrow from me if you hire security. Speaking of, the Queen's crowns, the most valuable and special to the monarchy. This is where they hid them during World War II. You're not going to believe it. They put them in a biscuit storage, like behind some bricks where they stored biscuits and flour and stuff. And that's where young Elizabeth stayed during the war. So that's how they hid the crowns. And look at this. Oh, my God. Look at this palace. Just keeping the landscaping alone. I mean, I can't even keep the hedges trimmed at my house. King George VI, Elizabeth's father, ordered a hole to be dug in the earth at the castle. Inside the hole, two chambers were built with steel doors, and the biscuit tin containing the crown jewels was stored there. How much are the crown jewels worth? They're said to be worth several billion pounds. Wow. One particular gem is worth 400 million pounds alone.
Wow.
Wow.
If you ever want to feel like a pauper, just read that and look at her jewelry. That's what I'm saying. Those girls are in the palace. They've got access to the vault. Why are they wearing the damn jewelry? I can't understand it. I feel like a kid in a candy store. And I would go around and say, it's not mine. I'm borrowing it. And it's part of the history. And it belongs to the country. And I'm not bragging. But I love it so much. I had to wear it. The big crown and the big necklaces. Oh, I can't. I'm an addict for that.
Ryan Ferreira Holt says he thought they were supposed to wear black to support the Me Too movement, but I think that was the Screen Actors Guild Award.
Oh, this was
so
the
that was a different. Film. Yeah, I think it wasn't the Golden Globes.
Yeah, they did wear black to the Golden Globes, or a lot of people did. Okay, I always wear black, so it would have been fine with me. Some scientists say that lobsters can feel pain. So Switzerland banned boiling of live lobsters. Now, what they usually do, restaurants, they get the water boiling. They put the lobsters in there, and then the lobsters die by the heat and the drowning. So there, a lot of people I know say to make the lobster tender, they would put wine in the water so that it relaxes as it dies. I can't eat lobster for that reason, because I had heard that they have, like, you know, a spine, and they have muscles, and they have nerves, and that they feel
it.
That.
That's
and
what they're
so,
saying.
And the same with, you know, other crayfish and things like that. And I used to like lobster. Now I'm down to nothing. I can't eat the meat. I can't eat the chicken. I never liked any of the lamb or any of that stuff. But now I can't even eat the damn lobster. It's just horrible. I know we're over time, but you know what? We're having fun. Let's just keep going. Yeah.
Nancy Carver says, get Leah a crown jewel.
Get me a crown jewel!
And Crystal says, how are you liking the chilly Florida weather? I was cracking up at Freda sitting in sun with her jacket and hood up on your Instagram page.
Oh, God, on my Instagram. Oh, God. I posted on Freda. You know, when I walk in the kitchen the other day, I wish I had the camera on. She had Jimmy Swaggart, and she was just dancing 90 miles an hour to Jimmy Swaggart and singing at the top of her lungs. And when they finished that song between Jimmy and the piano and that woman singing all that religious stuff, Freda's clapping like this, and all the dogs are standing around her watching her. She doesn't even know I'm watching her. I was just like gobsmacked. I'm like, I was trying my camera. Yeah. This is goes on at my house, so yeah, I post her stuff on Instagram.
Maybe we should do Friday with Freda.
Friday with Freda. Oh my god.
On Facebook Live.
Another podcast that I've gotten a lot of feedback from. Oh my god. Everybody loved the Jeff Lewis Radio Andy podcast that we did for New Year's Eve. And people called in about their Christmas stories. And it was so hilarious. And I keep hearing people tweet me or text me or email me. And they go, oh, my God, I listened to that podcast. They downloaded it. It was Radio Andy, Jeff Lewis.
Yeah.
And it was around New Year's Eve. And you can find it they downloaded on their app, on the Radio Andy app. And you can find it.
On Sirius XM.
Leah Black on Sirius XM, January, like around the 1st or 2nd or whatever. Mm-hmm. I am telling you, that had to be the funniest radio show I've ever listened to.
Great show.
I laughed so hard. Those people that called in were literally hysterical. But I've been getting so much feedback from that. So if you haven't listened to that, you've got to listen to it.
Yeah,
now, we'll just have one or two more minutes. Politics. Which word did almost 50% of Americans use to describe Trump? Do you not know what word it was?
Oh, but I can think of a few.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing, yeah.
Quote of the week from me. Oh, by the way, I wanted to point out, I want to thank you all. Do you know this was our number one seller during the Christmas holidays? Our red cuff. And we've had this cuff in our collection, and we're down to like, I think we have about 24 to 30 left, and we're not going to be able to carry them anymore. How much are they, Jason?
Oh, I don't know.
I forget. Anyway, $30 or $40,
yeah,
but they're fabulous cuffs, and I wear mine. I wear one almost every day. But we're down to the last bit, and everyone bought one during the Christmas holidays. We have black and red left. I don't know if we have any white left, and we might have a few brown. But we're running out of them. They were a special edition to our collection, and we didn't have that many. And if you want one, I want you to get it now. By the way, I just wanted to point out, anybody that orders anything before midnight tonight gets this free cosmetic bag. Look at this. Put all your stuff in. You can wash it in the laundromat. And wash it in cool water, not put it in the dryer so it doesn't get out of shape. But remember, this used to be my pussy cap.
Anyway. Yes, all the North America orders.
Anyway, you're going to get a free one of those if you order anything today, before midnight. My quote of the week. Oh, and then I'll tell you some other ones. I've got a lot of limitations. I just don't let any of them get in my way. And that's true. I don't. I just keep on going like I know what I'm doing. And I wanted to share with you some of Martin Luther King's quotes before we go. But before we do, I had Jason print out my quotes. I think I'm going to make coffee cups with all my quotes on them. Here are some of them. When they go low, stomp on them. Changing one's philosophy and changing one's principles are two different things. When we always fight for others when they don't fight for themselves. We must always fight for others even when they don't fight for themselves. Okay, but anyway, these are some of my little quotes. They're on our pillows. You can order them as well. But I was going to leave you with a couple of things before Martin Luther King's quotes. My Patreon account, Leah Black/Patreon,
Patreon.com/Leah Black.
You can go sign up for that and you'll get all the inside gossip and scoop that we don't talk about here. I just sponsored Dumb Gay Politics and Watch What Crappens and Heather's Juicy Scoop.
Yes.
On their Patreon accounts. Yay! Those are my three favorite. Watch What Crappens with Ronnie and Ben, and then the girls,
Julie
and Brandy from the People's Couch on Dumb Gay Politics. I love that one. It's very informative.
It's good.
And they're spot on. And then Heather's Juicy Scoop, because of course she promotes me. You should listen to the one with me on it. My Lips, Power Lips, Beauty Box by Stacy.store. www.beautyboxbystacy.store. So this girl sent me these lipstick and it stays on forever, so I just bought every color.
Yeah, last week we didn't have the website, so we wanted to make sure.
Oh, the reason's because last week I mentioned it and then people wrote in and said, you know, well, you didn't tell us where to get it. Well, I didn't know where to get it because Jason got it for me, of course. So I want to thank the people that have been reposting and promoting our Lunch with Leah. iRealHousewives.com, MrRealMrHousewife.com, BravoTV.com, and others. So thank you. If you tweet about me, I'll mention you. You got to repost my Facebook Live Lunch with Leah. And don't forget leahblack.co.uk in the United Kingdom. And don't forget, if you order by midnight tonight, you get this for free. And this was our cup of the holidays. I can't even believe it. I just flew out of the show. Yay!
Just a couple comments before you want to do any of those.
We'll wrap up. Yeah,
people say they love the red cuff. One person has your cuff. Nancy said, or Fran, she said she loves the cuff. And people love the hair. More people joined. Just love your hair. And let's see.
I like the red better than the black and the brown, but other people like the black better. But I noticed the New Yorkers like the brown. Isn't that interesting?
Carmen Chavez asked, she said she misses watching your galas, and do you still organize them? And the next time you have one, will you please do Facebook Live with the crew?
Yes! The next time we do one, we should film behind the scenes.
We're going to have a lot of social media involved in it next time.
Oh, we'll do social media. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Here we go with social media. I didn't even know really how to use it. I'm just good at talking. So Martin Luther King, in celebration of his day yesterday, I picked out a few of the quotes of his that I liked the most. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Yeah. And I interpret that to shine a light on darkness. Okay.
Yes.
Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? I agree with that one. That's why we do the charity. This is really an important one in this time of the world. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter.
Yep.
A lot of people are being silent right now when they know they shouldn't be. Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Oh, Lord. And we're just loaded up with 32% of sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. I always said that I'd rather have a true enemy than a fake friend.
Yep.
All labor, and listen to me comparing my quotes to Martin Luther King's. Have I not elevated myself?
You're saying preach, Leah, preach.
Preach. All labor that uplifts humanity has dignity and importance and should be undertaken with painstaking excellence. Every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. I think of somebody I could dictate that to right now. Every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. I think you should all go listen to Jeff Flake's speech right now on the Senate floor. Okay, everybody, we went over today, so will you please let me know if you're complaining about it or if you like it when we go over?
No, they all like it. They're all sticking with you.
Good. And then we'll be back next Wednesday live, Lunch with Leah, and we had fun today. Thank you all so much for me and Little Black signing off from NBC Studios in New York City.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.